report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer." Huh?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stay up to 5 for
news. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The actor Jussie Smollett from the TV show Empire has now turned himself in Chicago, accused of making a false police report, claiming he was attacked by two men last month.
Two brothers who were previously considered persons of interest gave their testimony to a grand jury. Gloria Schmidt is their attorney and says Smollett should just tell the truth about what happened.
I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
Attorneys for Smollett say he, quote, enjoys the presumption of innocence and that they intend to conduct a thorough investigation of their own.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A two-day teacher strike in West Virginia is over. A strike is starting today in Oakland, California.
The teachers have been seeking a 12% pay increase over 3 years, plus smaller class sizes and more nurses. The district had been offering 5% increase to 8.5% over 4 years.
That's KTVU's Rob Roth. Oakland schools are still open today. This is Fox News.
It's that time of day. Time to get this show started. I'm ready, Greg Budell. How about you?
Good to run again.
Jay Scott, what's your battle cry?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Emily Hayes, any motivational words for our listeners?
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, are you ready to go? I did not know that dog could drive. And Rich Thomas, don't you think it's about time we got started?
Crack don't smoke itself.
Well, you got me there.
Here we go!
Stand by for three men and a lady. Oh, goodness, here comes that dog.
Later on this morning, our Morning Maroon nominees, including a dentist who turned his patients into drug mules.
Oh, no.
Can't make this stuff up. But that's this show. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And, of course, the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Dead fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Visibility is pretty tough, like Maxwell's, down to 0.2 mile. And take it easy out there until the fog has a chance to lift later this morning. Otherwise, a very warm day. We're up to about 77 for a high today, making this the warmest day of the week so far. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will dot the radar screen later today and tonight. Low tonight down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, with a high temperature around 81 on Friday, with mostly cloudy skies, a few sun breaks, and the risk of a shower or thunderstorm just about any time. Then Saturday, lower 80s. Yeah, I've got us at 83 for a high on Saturday, with a slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm during the day, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night. A severe weather situation, we think. So I will be here, and we'll be watching the radar. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now if you don't already have it. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's the best app out there, I promise. Right, and some nice breaks in the weather as we get into Sunday midday after that front moves through. Right now, cloudy, foggy, half-mile visibility out of Danley Field. Temperature and the dew point both equal 65, and that's the definition of 100% humidity. Calm winds now, 707.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
We hope you will not need the services of Montgomery Paint and Body today.
But if you do...
That's right. They're ready to serve you. And how do we know? Because we've been customers. Well, everybody in this room has been customers with Montgomery Paint and Body. You've heard us talk about how meticulous they are. They really are. I love to watch the turners work when they're surveying the vehicle because I'm always wondering, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? And they're thinking beyond the visible damage. They're thinking about what else could be wrong behind that panel or under the chassis or, behind that bumper. So give Don Turner or Brandon Turner or the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body a try if you haven't already, because they're going to fix your car meticulously. The insurance company, they're going to be happy campers because they know that Montgomery Paint and Body are straight shooters. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed as well. So it's like a new car experience. You'll have this big old silly grin on your face when you get your car back from Montgomery Paint and Body. They're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Their phone number is easy to remember. 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Got an interesting story here about a lady who was ordering a product from a company called Pooch Patch.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Pooch Patch? For buying something for her dog.
Uh-huh. Is this the Pooch one? Is this the one where they insulted her or whatever?
Yeah. this is not considered straight out of the handbook of customer relations.
Okay.
Last week on Thursday, the 14th, I ordered a product. And then on Saturday, I realized that I did not need the product anymore. I really just wish that he would accept a simple bad review. He emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby. You don't talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them, saying that I needed to go to Jenny Craig, and he referred to me as Fatty McFatFat. And I did post it on my social media, and because of that, people in my following ended up leaving more bad reviews. It's completely inappropriate, even for a person to say that to me, let alone a CEO of a business.
Fatty McFatFat.
I think people are just kind of like losing their marbles, you know, just the basics. They're just disconnected from reality.
What's the name of the business again? Pooch Patch?
Pooch Patch. Let's take a look at what they do. See, there's a box with Pooch Patch on the side.
Okay. What is it? What do they provide?
And by the way, this lady, I wouldn't call her Fatty McFatFat.
No.
Looking a little chubs in that profile photo. That's what the guy said. Unless he owns the place, I don't see how he can keep his job at that company.
He probably went to a two martini lunch.
They sell tiny patches.
I wish I could go to a two martini lunch.
They sell tiny patches of grass mint for dogs to do their business.
Oh, I see. Patch that you. Okay.
So she sent her grass back to the company.
Farm fresh grass potty, 100% Canadian.
Oh, Canadian-y. Yeah. Yeah.
Great for winter. So your dog doesn't have to go outside.
Oh, yeah, because you know those winters in Canada can
get
they
got
really
different
intense.
Kinds. They got the Pooch Patch regular.
You sound almost Irish.
Oh, goodness.
They sound more like Francis McDormand in Fargo, but
they got the XL, which is for pets over 30 pounds.
Oh, God, yeah.
They have the Infinity Tray, which makes your patch last longer.
You know what? Bailey, you're over 30.
Oh, my goodness. And they got a little brown bullet, little Cooper looking dog.
It's a bullet.
Pooch Patch.
Look at that face.
Pooch Patch.
Got a little Cooper looking dog. That's how I talk to the dogs.
He is such an amazing little beast.
He goes from Irish Canadian to Dog Tucker.
LaDonna walked
Look, I got a Louie, too.
What?
What?
No, yeah, they
oh
do.
My goodness.
I like that.
Wow.
I'll be.
I wonder if our boss has bought into Pooch Patch. part of the...
He's a partner.
Partner.
Or the dogs have started modeling careers and just hadn't heard about it.
You got to pull your weight in the Butters family.
Yeah. At 7:12, let's see how the roads are doing. Hey.
We're moving into the 7 o'clock portion of our Thursday rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic doesn't see any real problems to slow you down. We do have an accident. That is at Oak Street and West Fairview, so watch out in that area. If you're on the boulevard, no problems. There's a little delay at the traffic lights, and we're starting to see those jam-ups around the Troy Highway, I-85, and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on the interstates, I-65 and I-85 are both running along at a speed limit ride. No problems there. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, there's a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light, but nothing that's going to really cause you any problems as morning. Keep your eyes out. You could run through some patchy fog. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
My friends, have your note-taking devices handy because Jay will be doing random facts, and following that, we'll hit you with our pop quiz. You can win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Did I say this?
I had a good time at Food Outlet yesterday.
Yes, I shared your note because you bought all kinds of stuff. In fact, let me just, may I?
Yeah, you may. If you can find it in a timely fashion.
I can find it in a timely fashion. Let's see. Emily Hayes.
Well, you're going to have to fix that, but go ahead.
Went to Food Outlet in Millbrook to grab some Tennessee Pride sausage for sausage balls for the husband's breakfast. That's the... did you like the meatloaf the other day? That was Tennessee Pride hot sausage mixed in with the ground beef.
Nice.
It's a great touch.
Bring us some sausage balls?
I haven't made them yet, but when I do, I will bring y'all some.
Some more. I had a crinkle-cut fries to go with supper tonight and snagged a package of Swiss cheese. $9. Miss Hayes goes on to say, easily 14 at bigger stores, plus the Food Outlet in Millbrook is so clean, I might be converted.
It reminded me, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel a certain way about their age or whatever, but it reminded me of going to the grocery store with my grandma when I was a kid, and it was a local, it's still there in Bluntsville. And it's just this locally owned little grocery store, yeah. And it was so clean and it's so, you know, personal and all that stuff. And that's how I felt when I remember bebopped into Food Outlet yesterday.
Those experiences too. Growing up, we had the Kroger and the AMP, and mm-hmm. Dad knew all the people. He knew the guy in the meat counter, sure. The guy at the seafood counter, who would get him clams, cherry, what is it? There's a certain type of clam that my dad would get.
See, is
the butcher at Food Outlet where I go to on Coliseum Boulevard, always, whatever you need, you know, you just let them know.
Right.
And if you can't find a steak cut to what you want that's already out in package, they'll go back and cut one for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like having a regular butcher shop, except it's there at Food Outlet.
Right.
New York Strips, by the way, $5.81. You guys will be getting those Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Steaks this morning were great.
And smoked sausage, that's probably tomorrow's breakfast, Connecticut spicy Cajun with eggs. Wow. Food Outlet, again, Highway 14, where a young new bride is learning her way around the aisles of values.
Whole ort.
Don't forget Food Outlet.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Right.
And now, live from New York, the aisles of value.
Let's join Emily Hayes as she cruises down. Yeah, that reminds me of that funny little joke Bridge made that one morning.
What's that?
You don't remember that?
Which one?
Should I pull it out?
Which one? What did I say?
You were very bad. You were very naughty.
Oh, the beavers?
They have a random beaver. Uh-huh. 720 East Main and Bramble 2.
I didn't catch his name. He was wondering if we had done the word of the day. And then the more I thought about it, I thought did
Epiphany.
We do it?
Epiphany.
It's Epiphany.
It was quite great.
Epiphany,
like in church.
Epiphany.
Yeah, it's a Catholic religion.
But it's also
holiday.
Part of the Mardi Gras special.
It's part of the calendar.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Epiphany.
Okay. I got you. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, sure. Man. Yeah. Glad to do it, Chuck.
And then James P. called to say that you were looking for cherry stone clam.
A cherry stone. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, our family used to put on clam steams. I don't know if you've ever heard of a clam steam or ever thought about a clam steam, but they brought it from New York State to Ohio.
Steamed hams.
It's amazing. It cooked all day long, and what's it called? Cheesecloth when you the type of something you wrap something in for food, cheesecloth. You ever heard of cheesecloth?
Yeah, I know cheesecloth.
I've heard of it,
Okay. So you wrap a certain amount of clams, a half a chicken, some sausage, a potato, and you got a whole meal right there, and also some corn. It cooks all day long.
It's kind of like a Midwestern crawfish boil.
Exactly. It's a
clams.
Boil. Right. But we called it a clam steam because it would steam all day long.
Wow.
And then there was a keg of beer on the side for the guys. And, badminton set up in the yard. It was a summer event.
Yeah. I love that stuff. Yeah. Man.
Due to illness, the convoluted introduction to random facts will be postponed.
Oh,
nope, none today.
Lord.
No, not today.
You don't even have a fever. There's no need to be that dramatic about it.
I need the attention.
You don't have to have a fever to feel miserable.
That's right. Just listen to my best friend, Jay.
Best friend.
He does have a fever for the flavor of a Pringle.
there you go, sir. Costs a lot.
Before we get your local news, a reminder that LASIK is a procedure that, since it was first introduced 30 years ago, has been continually refined and improved. Now to the point where there's virtually no recovery time with an outstanding result. And the cost, relative to what it cost initially, 30 years ago when LASIK first came out, they wanted $3,000 to do a LASIK procedure. That'd be $9,000 in today's money. Now it's a lot less than that in today's money, a lot less. And Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would like to make it happen for you. If you're interested in getting rid of sunglasses and contacts, call them at 271-3804. Make a free appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. They wheel in this very sophisticated piece of machinery that you look into, and they can determine through that whether or not LASIK will correct your vision issue. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't a candidate, and I remain disappointed about that to this day, but I enthusiastically urge anybody who's interested to at least check it out. Nobody's going to pressure you to make a decision, and that appointment is free. 271-3804, or learn more about LASIK and Montgomery Eye, a legacy practice with 75 years here in the River Region, at onlinemep.com. 720, your local news, and then random facts coming up next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he'll challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. And Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is breaking news.
This just in. 63% of the 84% of people surveyed say 34% of people believe 57% of percentage surveys are confusing.
This has been breaking news.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukechoir.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number number 84417.
You have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays between March 3rd and March 30th, earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer." Huh?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a star is born.
And now, Emily, Rich, and me, Hewitt, Jason got me.
Okay. Elvis has left the building.
Did you know a Florida man once used a cell phone jammer every day while he was traveling to work because he didn't want drivers around him to be distracted on their phones? So this would jam their cell phones as he was like driving by.
That's clever.
Well, he was fined. The FCC fined him $48,000. There's a life-changing amount of money.
Yeah.
That is taken away from you.
I love it. You started with a Florida man.
Yeah.
Cha-cha, cha, 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 cha. I wish we could jam that.
Well, I mean, we can in some way or another.
Greg has temporarily left the year.
Bailey, the board op dog, get back there and make sure you turn that part off. Do you know which one it's coming out of? Can you tell? Can you read?
It's Random Putts.
What's it say? What's it say?
Sam.
Does it say one, two, or three?
Sam, one, two, or three.
Does it say one, two, or three?
Am I doing it?
Yeah, up there. What is it?
No, what does it say? One, two, or three?
On the label. On the label.
Which one does
it
say?
It says two.
Okay. Well, then it's the middle. It's that one. That one. No, no, no. That one. Yeah. That's the one.
I always forget that there's this one does something.
Well, I think they're on the floor. I think
supposed to break the illusion that there was something going on. Keep doing the show.
Oh no, that illusion was broken a long time ago.
I'm trying.
It's over with now. The things are.
Well, dadgummit. These things should be better labeled.
Random putts.
Oh goodness. By the way, while you were gone, Greg, we only got through one random fact.
But it was about Florida.
It was about a Florida. It started with a Florida man.
Yeah.
Who was fined $48,000 by the FCC.
Did you know the 19th Amendment?
Okay.
Women's suffrage.
We suffer.
Suffrage of the sea.
Almost wasn't ratified until a Tennessee senator named Harry Burns. He was against it. He received a letter from his mother. It was telling him to be a good boy and vote for ratification.
Yes, Mom.
Well, he broke the deadlock the next day.
Thanks, Mom.
And the 19th became ratified.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. Did you know that there is a place that exists called the Gateway to Hell?
Holding all Jews.
I just saw this on Aerial America.
Well, it's not in America. It's in Ethiopia.
I saw it on Aerial Ethiopia.
It's one of the hottest and most alien places on the planet. The air is toxic to humans, and there were organisms that were found living in pure acid without any oxygen.
So the bathroom after they visit downstairs.
I was going to say, there's one downstairs.
There's a gateway downstairs, gateway to hell. Y'all. Lord.
Did you know Theodore Roosevelt Jr., the son of the famous president, was the only general to land in the first wave of the D-Day landings? Despite having a heart condition that forced him to walk with a cane, he succumbed to a heart attack a month later and was awarded a posthumous Medal of Honor.
I believe in The Longest Day, that character is portrayed by Henry Fonda.
I don't know that. I wish I could tell you.
But they addressed that they did not want him, because of his connection to the Roosevelt name, to be killed, you know, in the Normandy invasion.
Right.
But he would not take no for an answer. Pretty gutsy.
That's how those Roosevelts were.
Well, it's almost like...
That's how Teddy was.
You watch the Presidents at War.
Yes.
How hard JFK... Worked to get to that war while some people were trying to stay away.
Literally, I guess his father's wishes.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in action.
Yeah, he sure did.
Did you know? It is estimated that approximately 70% of people at some point in their life will experience imposter syndrome. Hmm? Imposter syndrome is where you don't believe that you deserve the success that you have and are worried about being found out as a fraud.
Interesting.
Every day.
Interesting.
Every day you feel like you're going to be found out as a fraud.
Jeff Blake's on to me.
That's lucky.
Did you know that the Netherlands sends Canada 20,000 tulip bulbs every single year?
I knew this.
Interrupt me. To thank them for their help during World War II.
What do we get?
What do we get?
Yeah, I mean, Holland was in a bit of trouble there for...
And by the way, what is France sending us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like they think...
They sent us the Statue of Liberty.
They sent us the Statue of Liberty, so that's good. That's birthday and Christmas.
That was prepayment. That's right.
Consider this your birthday and Christmas.
That's World War I and II.
No, during World War II, the Dutch royal family came to Canada to seek asylum. And, and they helped her out. Helped them out. Did you know of a guy by the name of Art Babbitt? Art Babbitt was the creator of Goofy, a Hulk. He also became the face of the Disney animator strike in 1941. He would scream at Walt Disney through a bullhorn when he rolled into work, and the two nearly got into a fistfight in the parking lot.
Really?
Yep. Did you know that a Polish environmental charity put a SIM card in a GPS tracker to follow the migratory pattern of a white stork? Well, they lost track of the stork, but later they received a phone bill for $2,700. Someone in Sudan had found the stork, taken the SIM from the tracker, and made over 20 hours of phone calls. Did you know that Jupiter's outermost known moon hasn't been spotted since its discovery in 2003? It is currently considered lost.
And what's
How
the name
do you
of that?
Lose a moon?
What's that moon's name?
That moon's name is S-2003J2.
Which planet has a moon called Phobos?
I believe that is Mars.
Saturn.
I think it is. It could be Saturn, or it could be
Mercury. Mercury.
It could be Uranus or Neptune.
Mars.
Mars. Uranus.
Okay. Mars.
Yeah. Phobos and Deimos.
Are Mars.
Or the Mars moons.
They
yes.
have a great all-inclusive Hyatt.
Sandals Mars. Sandals Phobos.
Talk about a getaway.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that there were over 158, this is a very large number, quintillion, 158 quintillion combinations to the Enigma machine regarding the codes that it could use for messages?
That is cool.
Wow.
And yet Turing's machine, through just trial and error, was able to decode messages sent by Germans in 20 minutes.
What was the name of that?
Ours was even more intricate than the Enigma.
Enigma.
And I don't, what was the name of ours?
Ours was Magic. That's the one that took in the Japanese code, translated it into Japanese, then an interpreter had to interpret the Japanese into English.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we figured out what they were doing. What was that that group in Britain that was stationed at the southern end of the island?
Yeah, at Fledgley Park.
Bletchley
Park.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
There's a great... Is it on Netflix? Thing. It may be on Netflix. It's not a Netflix show, but I think it's a show that was on BBC called Bletchley Circle. And it's about the women who were working in that...
They were amazing.
In that place.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, too, the code breakers that broke the Japanese J-code, you know what I'm talking about? They were in Honolulu. They were also amazing. They broke the Japanese code.
One of the great stories in luring the Japanese.
Midway,
when they sent out a false signal that the salt water filters had broken.
In using the
open
the Japanese,
air. And the Japanese picked it up and transmitted, so they knew. That's how they figured out the Japanese were going to attack.
Bingo.
Midway.
Yep.
Turning Which put out war. There, if we get something back that references that, since we put it out.
Then we know.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, did you know that although 20 U.S. presidents have served in the military, and most of them during wartime, only President Kennedy has been awarded a Purple Heart?
Just saw that the other day on Presidents at War.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so patriotic. Aerial America... Presidents at War.
Hey, that's our... We live
our
with
thing, the, man. The, we love our country.
The Smithsonian.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
50
Honestly,
Shades.
Girl show.
Well, just Mary should be watching cooking shows.
I'm watching old episodes of Project Runway that I missed.
Cleaning infomercials.
Yeah. All kinds of projects. It'll help you become
so
a better...
So only you will get sausage balls because you're not making fun of me right now.
It'll help you become a better housefrau.
And I'll become...
Hausfrau is not an insult.
I am German and Irish. Of course it's not an insult.
I'm German and Irish, too.
Carry on with your little radio show.
More German than Irish. And some Scottish.
Your little radio show. Those are your random facts, by the way.
My little radio show, is that what I do?
Go on, Sonny.
These guys are going to caucus on a pop quiz question. And that'll be worth 10 bucks of free shopping at the Hausfrau's favorite grocery store, food outlet. Let me tell you about Brian Jewelry. Now, for the first time, maybe, I picked out an anniversary gift months before the date. Because I had the opportunity, I was at Brian Jewelry to pick up some other gifts. And I was thinking ahead, and I said, well, you know, I can't tell you what it is right now. But when the day comes, I will show you on Facebook what they found for me. And I wasn't sure what I wanted, but they came up with an idea that looked great at a price that was awesome. And I can't wait to give this gift.
Oh, boy.
But I got to experience what they do when
week
you...
Week from today, right?
Week from tomorrow.
Week from...
Yes, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. I got you.
Yeah. Next Friday is March 1st.
Oh,
it's, I love the fact that our anniversary is always payday, too.
That's nice.
Brian Jewelry in Prattville has a club. You can join it online at brianjewelry.com, and you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. They have every gem under the sun, beautiful collection, chains, bracelets, brooches. They've got it all. And two showcases that will especially attract a lot of attention. One is for Alabama fans. The other is for Auburn fans. And inside those, you'll find some great and very classy gift ideas for the War Eagler or Roll Tider in your life. Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville with three generations, 63 years of experience. And again at BrianJewelry.com. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
I'm not using this one. I just love the... Rich was sending me questions. And when he was referring to the Enigma machine, he called it the angina.
That was spelled correct. And it was spelled correct bad.
Anyway, that's not what we're asking. We are asking, where is the gateway to hell?
Besides the one in this building. We want to know there's one outside this building somewhere.
Yes.
If you have the answer to that question, call us now at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a Food Outlet gift certificate.
Yay!
272-9228. And while we're looking for the phones to explode with your excited calls, let's trek traffic.
As we roll on through the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the boulevard unusually free of accidents and hassles. There's a little slowdown at the traffic lights, but no major traffic jams. The interstates look pretty much the same. I-85's got a speed limit right. On I-65, we do have an accident at 65 South and West Fairview. That'll jam things up just a little bit there. And look out, because you know the river bridges are going to start backing up in just a little bit, so be careful if you're headed in that way. Our school zones are in force, and there's lots of crowds around the school. Watch out for the buses and the kids. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's see if Vince knows the answer to today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, sir.
Hey. What you think?
Ethiopia.
You are correct.
That is correct.
That is absolutely right.
Actually, Ethiopia as a whole, other than a lot of free Super Bowl t-shirts every year, probably isn't. I don't think they have a sandals resort there.
No.
Free Super Bowl t-shirt.
But, yeah.
Good point. That's where they send them. That's right.
That's where they send the suit. Yeah, because they got to print them for both teams.
Yeah, and they got a bunch of... Alabama.
Leftovers. They send the leftovers over there. Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah. The ones.
I don't want to watch sports. I don't pay attention to it.
No. Yeah. Well, we're not particularly interested. Yeah. Well, baseball starts
baseball.
Today. First.
That's right. First
spring training game. But the first televised game isn't until tomorrow.
Oh, dark.
I know. One more day. Hey. You hang on there, Vince. We appreciate your call. It is 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie. 15033.
Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Depending on where you are right now, you can run into some very foggy areas, and then a few miles later, not as foggy. That's the way it is running this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will pop up later on. Let me check the radar really quick here. I think we're dry at the moment. Yeah, there's some showers and storms now popping up in southwest Alabama and down around the Atmore area and into Conecuh County as well. So showers and thunderstorms later on, 77 the high today. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 91 on Friday. Yeah, 91. How about 81? That would really be amazing. Mostly cloudy with a few sun breaks. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. And then 83 on Saturday. Folks up in Millbrook for the parade. The Millbrook Mardi Gras parade are going to be happy about that. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm daytime Saturday. A better chance of locally severe weather as we get towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. We'll be checking that out. And then the rain threat ends early Sunday morning. Right now this morning, dense fog, like for instance, Maxwell has 0.2 mile visibility. Danley Field, about 0.5 mile. Temperature is 65, 741.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is 7:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to thank everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night and joined us. And we have two big occasions coming up, including a surprise. We're nailing down the details. But next week, we're celebrating Emily Hayes' birthday.
And your anniversary.
Not on the same night.
No?
At Baumhauer's, no.
Okay.
Next week is Emily's week.
All right.
And the Rutabaga marriage will be celebrated the following week.
Yeah.
Just don't know where.
Oh, it's
a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. We also have today's Baumhauer's winning word coming up in just a moment. You may want to jot this one down, only because it's one of the words that might be a little hard to remember. Mm-hmm. It'll pay off in lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill later. Of course, everybody that just called, Vince, the winner, and others who didn't get a chance to win the contest, your names go into a drawing at the end of the week. We give away the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. That's a complete service on your vehicle at any of their three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and 2700 Bell Road, just north of Lawn. For customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, choose Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. At 7:43, here's your local news.
Fox Business Go. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. And U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he will challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I want to tell you, I was attacked by two men. One of them I did not know. The other was Elizabeth Warren. One of them had a rope, and attached was a bar of soap. One of them poured something on my head. I think it was hazelnut. And that is not the way you get rid of me, Howard Schultz.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
Business Network. Wall Street will be looking at a new round of earnings news this morning. There are upbeat numbers from Jack in the Box, rental car company Avis, food company Hormel, and Applebee's and IHOP parent company Dine Brands. Also, Reuters is reporting progress in trade talks between the U.S. and China. Apple is about to team up with Goldman Sachs to make a credit card paired with your iPhone. The Wall Street Journal says the new card will offer you cash back of about 2% on most purchases and possibly more on Apple products. The card will be rolled out to employees for testing in the next few weeks. It's expected to also offer you new iPhone features that will help you manage your money, setting spending goals, tracking your rewards, and managing your balance. The Apple Pay card will use MasterCard's payment network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By now, you've heard the devastating news. The complete and utter shock about the breakup of Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
Oh, no.
It's true. Their relationship is over. And you may not believe this right now, but you will survive this. Help is available. In fact, there's a new support group ready to listen if you need someone to talk to express your feelings about this heart-wrenching development. The group is called Dialogue Generates Affirmative Feelings, or DGAF. Reach out and discover that you DGAF about Khloe and Tristan. Because on the list of things you should be worrying about, Khloe and her baby daddy are pretty dang close to the bottom. Poor Khloe. Well, at least it wasn't drugs and hookers this time.
Emily.
Oh!
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
epiphany. A four-syllable word of the day. How often does that happen? Epiphany is celebrated January 6th, kicks off carnival season, the official start of Mardi Gras. Baumhauer starts your meal with their signature gooey fries, kicked up just a couple of notches with Creole seasoning and crisp bacon. Get an order of Epiphany fries as part of the Mardi Gras Menu Mania, available for a limited time at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building. That is such a great location. And I have a secret, but I can't tell it yet. You may be going back there shortly for something.
Just throw out little secrets.
Just tease them.
What a tease you are.
I am.
You could also redeem it at the Boulevard location, too, if you're caller 9 this afternoon with the word Epiphany at 272-9228. And win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Gosh, one of my favorite people came by last night. We have some great regulars. We always have new people. Had several last night. I was surprised, too, because the weather wasn't exactly travel-friendly.
There were some storms around.
Our buddy Eddie Bader was there.
Oh, Eddie.
And he brought somebody that's a diehard listener and a young lady that he said, I think you can persuade her. You know, he said, so she's a potential listener. And I think I did a pretty good job. $10 bill will buy some. This is why you should listen to me. Yeah, you run it for election, it's votes, except I can't break any campaign finance laws by doing that, you know. At 7:51 now, I'm gonna throw the conundrum out there, and you can start calling Jay at 272-9228. Hewitt Random Facts. I never want to hear that again.
It worked. It worked.
Did it?
It did. I didn't understand why you got so upset.
I know you're not feeling well.
But it was fine.
It was fine. We did get to hear the long version of the din, 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 din.
Yeah, that was a shame on me for not pulling that
off. Okay.
It's okay.
We finally figured that out.
Too. Here's the conundrum.
Right.
Researchers have found that women...
Uh-huh. I didn't vote on this one, by the way.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not.
Are you protesting?
I quoted Joey, if you look at the paper.
Oh, war on women.
Yeah.
I see. Well, but this is a research study. You can't question a study.
Yes, I can.
They wanted to know how long it would take a typical dame.
God, just dig
just
it.
Just Brad over here.
Pushing the, dig it deeper and deeper and deeper.
I know. Yeah. It takes a woman about 47 hours and 15 minutes to do what?
Mm-hmm. 47 hours and 15 minutes to do what?
This is science. This is not opinion. This is science in action.
I think it's crap. It's crap.
Why, it's almost a Britannica film.
Well, it's too long to vacuum.
So what... Thank you, Mr. Oric, for the keep that up, you'll be an oracle. What is this that the women will typically do within 47 hours and 15 minutes? If you think you know, I would think women would be the first ones to at least try on this at 272-9228.
Yeah.
We have lunch for two. Oh, actually, not lunch for two. It's a $10 gift card. You can use it at lunch or
two. It could be one person. It could be... two people.
There's a lot of things at Seafood Bistro that people can split.
Right.
Anyway, it's $10 towards great food at Seafood Bistro. Mm-hmm. 272-9228. Again, the average woman will take about 47 hours and 15 minutes to do what? Jay is sitting there ready to pounce on your calls like a cat and a mouse. In the meantime, let's talk about stone images.
Want to?
I think we should. I just had a thought. Stop. Where are you? Hashtag real talk. So, stop.
You should stop this.
Somebody please call so he has something to do. So Heath and Amy Stone, friends of the show, Heath has captured some really great photos of us in studio as a group. He masterminded the WKRP pose and the photoshopping that went along with it. But he and Amy did my engagement photos and captured all of the special moments at our wedding. Now, Greg has a wedding anniversary coming up, and I'm sure he's planning something. Heath and Amy would be perfect for that as well. They capture these candid moments. You don't even know that you're having your photo taken, and they make for the best photographs. And
that's what I love from the wedding pictures, where the candid, caught off guard kind of moments. Yeah, right.
They can do everything. I'm convinced now if there was ever any doubt left, but I'm convinced now that they can do anything from engagement sessions to your wedding photographs, bridal portraits, family portraits, or if you're having a big celebration and you don't want to be bogged down trying to take pictures of it, have professionals handle it, professionals that are passionate about what they do. That is Heath and Amy Stone at Stone Images Photography. You can find them online and look through their gallery at heathstone.us, and you can call them and talk about what you got going on at 467-1900.
All right, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Wants to take a crack at this conundrum. It takes the average woman 47 hours and 15 minutes to do what?
That's what it takes to do laundry. Like,
wash
it all day, dry it, put it away.
47 hours of laundry.
Lindsay, you got us started. We appreciate that.
Lindsay, I was shaking my head yes because Lindsay doesn't want to talk to me.
Well, she didn't.
Well, I'm done.
No, she wanted
the Seafood Bistro gift card.
She moved on, and she might have been putting the phone down when you started talking. You understand what I'm saying?
Nobody ever
wants. I guess this is going to be another morning where I have to pull up.
It's not laundry, folks.
But it was a very good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
All right,
because I know those.
And this is something that researchers came up with. 47 hours and 15 minutes for a woman
to do
to what?
What?
272-9228.
We're moving into the busiest portion of our morning traffic, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking at a slowdown on I-85 southbound right around the Chantilly Parkway exit, so be careful there. We also have our regular slowdown on I-65. It's jammed up at the Clay Street exit and should start backing up towards Prattville, so be careful if you're coming in that way. Police are still working an accident on 65 south of the interchange. That's at Fairview and 65, so be careful there. The boulevard doesn't have any major delays, just slowdowns at the traffic lights. It's kind of thick around the Troy Highway and between the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. Remember, school zones are in effect for a little while longer. Be careful. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Lindsay just Facebook messaged me that she did not mean to hang up on you.
News talk.
But I mean, like, within seconds
serious?
After you.
I don't want to look. I don't believe you.
Why don't I have that kind of credibility with you?
I was just saying, Lindsay, if you're still listening.
Here she is, Lindsay. Tell Emily I didn't mean to hang up.
Well, I'm very sensitive these days, Lindsay. And I was just going to say that I know your pain. It does take about 47 hours to do laundry. And if you have more people in your household besides just my husband, then it's going to take you longer. But, Lord.
Let's see what Jake knows about women here. Jake, what does it take the average woman about 47 hours and 15 minutes to do?
I guess we're talking about in a week. It's kind of a tricky question, but if that's the case, I'm going to say pick out what to wear.
This is in real time. This 47-hour, 15-minute window.
Consecutive minutes.
Yeah, from beginning to end, it takes the woman that long to do what?
Not cumulative.
But, Jakey, help
I'm going to lay off that one.
Okay.